Ah, Heston, my man. Heston Blumenthal.
Loving Heston. In fact, Heston, I didn't know you were coming and they just told me, so I brought my glasses out because I have glasses like you. You don't, people don't know this about me. This is a little bit of an insight. A little bit of a revelation. This is me in the day. Like, you know, daytime me, not stage me. This is stage me. You know this guy.
Hello!
That's it. Less camp than you'd imagine.
Hi!
Like that. This is daytime me. Hello. Quite serious, less camp. This is daytime me. And people who are used to seeing that guy, they can't cope with this guy. Because they come up to me quite often, almost on a daily basis, and go, oh my God! Oh my God, that's so weird! Oh my God! Oh my God! Do you wear glasses? Oh my God! Do you wear glasses? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's quite a strange question to ask of somebody who has glasses on their face. I don't know quite how they expect me to respond. Oh no, I saw Avatar last year, I must have left them. Thank you so much for pointing that out. Silly me! Darling, why didn't you tell me I've been walking around in these things? I was supposed to put them in the bin. But some people have glasses for reading. Reading glasses people, they'll be in here. They'll have them with them. Because they never know when reading might occur in their lives. So when they go out, I've got my reading glasses just in case reading should happen. And then when reading occurs, they will reach for them. Ah! Reading is happening now. They tend to make a point with their glasses. Reading glasses people feel very powerful when they have their glasses. Just before I put them on, I'd like to make some additional points. And they open them up and I have further points with them open. And then they'll be reading in this direction. All the reading goes here, so I can still see you here. Don't you pull anything over there. I'm reading in this direction. But not everybody from the reading glasses, the long-sighted fraternity, will go for the glasses here. People choose to put them in different places on their body. Some people, I just can't, it's difficult to know how to describe them. I would say that they're not sexually active. I think that would be the most accurate way. I mean, they must have had sex in their life, but they've now moved into a phase, a period of their life, when they've decided that they won't be having sex anymore with people, and they don't want them to want to have sex with them. They live a sexless life. These people will have a string that goes round in it and sort of joins up on the side. And they sort of bounce around on their sexless bodies in case they need to read. Ah, well, should I sign the divorce papers? Yes, why not? Okay, they're back, they go. But without a shadow of a doubt, the coolest, no doubts about this, the coolest reading glasses people in the world are the people who manage to maintain their glasses on their forehead. How cool are these people? How do they even do it? They have magnificent eyebrow control. And they can access it whenever they need to. Would you see the wine list? Yes, I will. How cool are these guys? Just so you know, I can read at any moment. I will be attempting a vague Yorkshire accent. Rather than that, I'll do my own work. Hey, up! Hey, up! That's supposed to be hello, according to you. Summit! I walked past the person yesterday who said, I gotta get summit in my stomach. Obviously, a food lover there. Summit, nout! Nout! And my favourite, of course, is the fact that the word the, has not reached this area. Because we have it in the south, it's freely used, the word the. I don't know when it is, I think somewhere around junction 25 of the M1, the word the just stops at services and go, I can go no further. I'm going to stay here with my friends Nothing and Something. We'll stay here. You go on ahead, okay? You sure you're not coming? No. They can just go, tchoo, voila, tchoo, voila. My first experience of this is when I went to the cinema in Leeds a few years ago. I saw The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. I had more fun asking the woman what I'd booked to see than watching the entire film itself. Sorry, what is it? What is it I'm seeing here today? The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. Are you kidding? Want to see something else? Want to see something else?
Is this nowt else to see here? You taking took piss?
I thought it'd be a nice idea, maybe just for a bit of fun, to go to HMV and get The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, and an album by 70s sensation The, and line them up on the counter of HMV in Leeds City Centre. What is it I'm purchasing here today?
To Lion, to Witch and to Wardrobe. To good, to bad and to glad. And to...
Thank you so much.
Next person in the queue. Have you got nout compares to me by Sinead O'Connor?
Have you got this summit about Mary? Have you got A up by Lionel Richie? A up.
Is it me you're looking for?
So it's nice to be here. I was told before I came out that there was a gentleman who had to be moved because he couldn't fit into his seat. Now, I thought, I said, oh, can you point him out? And they said, oh, you'll see him. Now, I believe your name is Gregor Edmonds, is that right? And you're like the strongest man in history. Would that be correct?
Not quite, no.
Not quite. There's God, then there's me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Gregor Edmonds! Be honest with me, how many shredded wheat do you eat a day? Now, I'm disappointed you're not in your big Highland Games gear, because I would expect you to be permanently in it. I love the kilt. Is anybody actually in a kilt tonight? It's not a special occasion, I understand that. It's not a special occasion, but I do love it. I don't really know how it was invented. I've got a sort of theory on this. I think it's basically been created to be as opposite to English people as possible. I think at some stage during history, Scottish people got together and said, all right, today we're going to design the Scot, all right? Now, the theory on this is we're going to have him as opposite to English people as is humanly possible. Right, now, I've been down there. It's not pretty. It's not pretty. They're wearing trousers. So we're going to open with a skirt. Modelling it here is Scot. You're right, Scott? I'm all right. But you've got me in a skirt. I'm not happy about that yet. You've got to hear me out, all right? They have plain black trousers down there, all right? So we're going to go with the multicoloured skirt. In fact, every family, a different colour. You all right? I'm prepared to listen. Fine. They've got little black socks. We're going to go with the long white hockey sock. How are you feeling? I'm feeling peculiar, if I'm honest with you. Now, unfortunately, I've been down there and they're all in underpants, so according to the rules, there can be no pants, Scott. Are you out of your bloody mind, eh? You've got me standing here in hockey socks and a skirt with my balls hanging out. You sure you've thought this through? I've done my best. What about pockets? Can I have pockets? I mean, I've got to put my money. I mean, I've got good Scottish money. It's very strong right now, the currency. It's £1 to the pound. Where am I going to put it? Can I have pockets? No, I'm sorry, we can't have pockets. English people have pockets. It's not acceptable to have pockets. So what am I going to do? Just carry it around? No. We're going to have a bag. A bag? Are you out of your mind? I'm already in hockey socks with the balls hanging out and multicoloured skirts. Now you want me walking around with a handbag? It's not on. It's not going to be a handbag. It better not be, because that's girly. It's not girly. We've done everything we can to masculinise the bag. It's going to be a cock bag. You serious? You want me walking around in long white hockey socks with my balls hanging out, with a multicoloured skirt and a cock bag? It's still girly. It's still girly to have a bag. I don't care. We've done our absolute utmost to address the situation, and it's going to be hairy. It's a hairy cock bag. You're right with that? I suppose I'm all right with that, but what if people take the piss? I've thought of that too. You're going to have a knife in your sock, all right? Tell you what, December, prime time for sellotape and scissors. So these two really come into their own, isn't it? You all, by the way, everyone in this room has sellotape and scissors, and you think you know where they are. They're probably not there, because they're always on the move. You're sitting there going, I actually know where my sellotape and scissors are, but no, not when you want them, not when you bloody want them! When we open in the drawer, I thought they were, who's moved the scissors? They move on their own, the scissors, they're crafty little bastards. And the sellotape, as soon as you leave the sellotape unattended, it will wind itself up when you're not looking. Days on end of December are spent with me just looking round the tape. Honestly, how could this have happened? Surely soon I will find a way in. Look at your watch, I think I've been here now for 3 days. And then you find it, finally, I'm in! And you get some kind of weird backward triangle bit. I'm not in, I thought I was in, but I'm not in. Sometimes you give up, I'm not going to look for the scissors anymore. I'm going to buy new scissors, I don't care. I don't need to spend my whole life looking for scissors.
I'm going to get new scissors. You think you've won. You think you've won, don't you? You get your new scissors. I've got some new scissors. Forget the old scissors. I'm going to spend my whole life looking for those babies. Here's my new scissors. Then you realise that the scissors come in a plastic packaging that closely covers the scissors. And you can't get in unless you have scissors. The very thing you need is staring at you through the plastic window. And they look at you, don't they? Find a way in, dickhead. You can't, can you? Go on, find your old scissors. You thought you'd won. You haven't won. We've won. The scissors have won.